This is Reverend Ginger Luke. I'm the chair of the board of the Church of the Larger Fellowship, a longtime religious educator, and a minister emerita of River Road Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Bethesda, Maryland. It was sometime in the 1980s. We were at a UU religious educators retreat northeast of Minneapolis. And as I remember, my roommate said from the other twin bed in our room, "Ginger, I think I should let you know that I am a lesbian." My response was, "Oh, I just thought you were a graduate student." Well, that graduate student, the Meg Riley we all know today, has become a student of American 20th and 21st century culture beyond all expectations, and a religious educator extraordinaire. Meg Riley, at that early RE retreat, was creating programs to help young people feel like they belonged and that they had worth. Her entire ministry has focused on that, helping people of all ages and from all circumstances of life feel like they belong and have worth. I remember when she invited me to lead a workshop at a GA on supporting youth advisors. It was my first GA, and she thought I had something to offer. Today, she doesn't so much create programs as she embodies them as she nurtures others in their innovative creativity. She pulls people into the midst of the fray and holds them up and has their back. The song, "Lean on Me," comes to mind. When she became the director of the UUA Youth Office, look at the leaders she identified, took a chance on, and developed. Many of them shine today in our congregations and in our movement. And from her role at the Washington office, look what standing on the side of love or siding with love did for the voice and identity of Unitarian Universalism, of understanding who we are. And as an outstanding student of our culture, Meg has challenged us and sounded the alarm again and again. She was an early prophet studying and warning about the dangers of the radical religious right and alerting us to the rise of white supremacy. She was early at calling out our role in the white supremacy culture. She has never stopped to make us uncomfortable and call us to task when we seemed oblivious or wanting to ignore hurt, pain, injustice, and evil. Meg is present in the world as it is. This enables her to listen, comfort, and share the pain and longing with many of us when we lose heart. Many have called her a minister's minister. I think it is fair to say hundreds of disillusioned ministers, religious educators, administrators, youth, and congregants have called and emailed Meg to be heard and to be understood. Another song, "You've Got a Friend," comes to mind. All of the above is why Meg has been such an outstanding leader of the Church of the Larger Fellowship. It is Meg's being and wisdom that has enabled the growth of our prison ministry, of our support of military chaplains, of supporting a home for innovative learning fellows, and a sanctuary for those longing for Unitarian Universalism, but not yet being able to find it in their immediate environment. It has been a gift to have Meg Riley as the senior minister of the Church of the Larger Fellowship. We will do all in our power to continue the strength, purpose, and heart that Meg has given us. She has been our prophet, our teacher, our minister, and yes, our friend. Thank you, Meg, and may the world continue to be blessed by your wisdom, your strength, your empathy, and your love. Ginger Luke, a friend.